Enter a fairy tale world at the Opera House. The Canadian Opera Company is presenting the opera Rusalka by Dvorak. It opens this Saturday, October 12th, and runs for 7 performances until the 26th at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. And with us to talk about it is Lirico Spinto soprano, Carrie Alkima. Carrie is singing the role of the foreign princess. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Good. Do you have to practice today?
No, today is a day off.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, then doubly thank you.
Of course, my pleasure.
Now let's talk about Rusalka. It's based on the Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen.
Yes.
And can you tell us, just give us a little bit of a rough précis on the opera?
You mean, it starts out the same in a way as the Disney movie we all know and love.
She's a mermaid.
She's a mermaid that falls in love with a prince and, has her legs and is... has her voice taken away by the evil witch.
It's a big thing to ask for.
Yes. And every time I think of that, I always think of that song, you know, that the witch sings in the in the Disney movie. But anyway, and then but my character is the one that's different from the movie, because the foreign princess is the one that really sends everything into this horrible, evil spiral downward, which I don't want to reveal the ending if you have never seen the opera. But But I'm myself and the witch are pretty much the evil doers.
Who can cast spells and whatnot?
I can't cast a spell, but I can cast a spell with my princess-ness.
Oh, right, because of you're powerful.
Yes, I'm a powerful princess.
See. So that's a good start as to who she is. What's your backstory on her?
I think I actually was promised to be married to the prince, and then I find out, you know, that there's this other woman, and so I arrive with my suitcases to see what's going on. And my first scene, you see me seeing them embracing, and it's all... It all goes down from there.
Right.
It's that evil spurned woman syndrome. So
usually that's given to a mezzo.
I know, right? So how fun.
Wow.
They are fun roles, aren't they?
It is fun role, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you've worked with Sandra Rodvanovsky before, who's singing the role of Rusalka. Do you have a lot to do with her? Or do you have duets, things to exchange?
This time we don't actually get to sing together. Okay. It's more about the character part and what she sees me doing, and she knows I'm evil, and I think she knows what I'm trying to do is trying to take him back. So we have those kind of fun moments together on stage, but yes.
So does she always arrive with, when she arrives on stage, is she hopeful? Like, does she come from where does she come from exactly?
In this production, she's coming from the forest, and there's a pond and the whole thing, and so she's coming from that. Uh-huh. She's seen the prince there, and...
Is she happy?
I think she's happy to be with him. I don't think she's happy that she can't express how she feels. Mm-hmm. At least that's my take on it.
Right.
So. Right.
Well, that's important to have a take.
Yes.
To make choices.
Yes. And she's she is in a world she doesn't understand. So dress, the clothing, the hair. Uh-huh. I wear a fox fur on mine. She's horrified that I have a dead animal on me. And so it's that kind of, It's outside of her norm and outside of her world, and I think it's quite terrifying.
So let's talk about that world. I mean, it sounds like if we're talking about animals and fur, and that's not a good thing,
right?
Is this sort of have a contemporary perspective?
I guess you could say that. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about it like that. I just thought, it's relatable, so. It's relatable in a contemporary way, in that
sense. Just a smart thing to do, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you love the costumes. Are they nice to work with? Easy to work with?
Yes, I mean they're extremely heavy, but no, it's how fun is it to be dressed up and bedazzled in jewels and tiaras and the whole thing? So no, I think I have the sparkliest costume.
Oh nice.
So I know. Can I take that home? Thank
you. Yeah, exactly. Now before we started the interview, I mean, just in speaking about you're saying about heavy costumes, you're saying the scenery for this opera is
it's unbelievable.
Mammoth.
It's mammoth. It's huge. It's unbelievably gorgeous. I bet money that it's the biggest Rusalka set in the world.
Wow.
And it is definitely something that you have to see. I actually hadn't seen fully Act 3, and I watched it last night, and I was just spellbound. I mean, I thought, this is great theater. It's David McVicar is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the director.
He's the director, and he's just absolutely brilliant. And Andrew, the choreographer that's done, because there's ballerinas. We have beautiful
oh, wow.
ballerinas
nice.
In this production.
Nice.
And what he's done with them, it's just really quite stunning. I mean, mm-hmm. Even if I wasn't an opera singer, I mean, run to see this, truly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful. Now, have you sung the role before?
Not this. This is a new one for me.
Oh, good. How's mm-hmm. it feel? Oh, you don't know.
Well, it's Dvorak. Well, it's nothing
Dvorak.
But melodies.
No, to be quite honest, I mean, I showed up and I said to my friend Miloš, who is the Czech coach who helps us with the language. I said,
it's in Czech, yeah.
It's in Czech. I said, are you going to be mad at me if you only hear vowels? Because this is really difficult. And he said, Carrie, you have to have the consonants. So we have figured some things out that are helpful. But this language is, woof.
Oh, yeah.
Can I please go back to my Italian? Thank you.
I know. I know. It's like new clothes, isn't it? It's like putting on something that you've never worn and trying to get the right fit.
Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, you make me think of, because I've changed my hair color. Everybody now is like shocked that I'm blonde. but trying to find a new lipstick for that, and you're not used to those colors.
I totally understand that.
You know, I'm seeing a whole new world here.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So what do you say with it, you know?
Yeah.
And how do you feel with it?
Yes, does this look like you? And and that's kind of how that language just felt. Just even speaking it just felt weird. Yeah.
And is it still the same working in the Four Seasons Center with the tremendous orchestra that we have, the Canadian Opera Company?
Oh, yeah, they sound glorious. And with Johannes in the pit, it's just really a joy. Mm-hmm. I love working here, truly. So.
I understand that. Yeah, yeah, it's gorgeous. And is there someone, occasionally from time to time, I might hear, just from time to time, that the orchestra is a little bit louder than some of the singers.
Okay.
And I wonder, is there someone in the house during rehearsals to tell Maestro that the orchestra needs to come down a bit?
Always.
Are you happy with that?
Always, yes. There's usually somebody down front and there's usually somebody in the back.
Excellent.
And they're always checking to see how did that sound, because they can't always, I think they can't always tell. It's
difficult.
It's so, and especially with different sets, every show is different, and how the sound bounces off the walls of sets is different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's always extra ears during rehearsals, but during a performance, you just never know. I mean, you know, we all get excited.
Well, it sounds like you're very excited about this opera and this production.
I am. It's really, I mean, it's been a joy. I've really wanted to work with David McVicar for a long time. And,
oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
For you.
So for me, I mean, I've done some of his other shows, but I haven't actually been able to work with him. And just, I love it because he comes at it from such a character acting based.
Nice.
And that's what is just pure joy for me, because it's just always. Yes, it's about the voice, but it's about this character. I'm telling a story. I want you to be enthralled the entire time, to not for one second look at me and think, oh, why is she so worried? Or, she's singing a high note.
And she's singing it beautifully.
But
the big focus at the end of the day, when you've done all your homework, is to tell the story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. If I haven't done that, I mean, if you don't understand what's going on, then I haven't done my job, in my opinion. So to work with a director that really comes from that aspect is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's my happy place. So,
well, Carrie, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
And before we close this off, I just want to qualify that lirico spinto is sort of between lyric and dramatic soprano, isn't it?
I guess so. You know,
I just want to help people if they're what the heck is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
Yes, I always started out as a lyric, and then as I've gotten older, the voice has gotten bigger, and then they've added that in there. And
great.
So I'm
it's
an opera
exotic.
Singer.
That's it. There you go.
Well,
there
I just want to thank you once again for coming.
Of course,
Carrie.
And thank you for having me. Please come see Rusalka.
Oh, for sure. The Canadian Opera Company is presenting the opera Rusalka by Dvorak. It opens Saturday, October 12th, and runs for 7 performances until the 26th at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. Soprano Kiri Alkema joined us this morning to talk about it. She's singing the role of the foreign prince, S. Go to coc.ca.
One would hope.
Or call 416-363-8231. Thanks.
Thank you.